It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Kat Snow. Now to the fight against dementia and a new effort here in the Bay Area to improve care for people with diseases like Alzheimer's. By one estimate, about 7 million of the nation's many aging baby boomers will develop Alzheimer's. Millions more will have other forms of dementia. Researchers here are using technology to help doctors and families provide care and to ease the burden of doing so. Here's KQED science reporter Amy Standen.
A doctor I interviewed for this story told me something that stuck with me. He said for every person he treats, he finds himself caring for two patients. That's how hard it can be to be a caregiver for someone with dementia.
Uno, dos, tres.
Maria Martinez is helping her mom, Aurora, who is 78 and has Alzheimer's, out of Maria's red Mini Cooper and into a wheelchair.
Aurorita, ¿estás bien?
Sí.
Aurora lives with Maria's father in a small apartment in San Rafael. Maria, their only child, comes almost every day.
I do the bathing, the shopping, medical care. I do the laundry just to help Dad.
In the beginning, Aurora would sometimes wander at night. Her husband began sleeping on the floor in front of the front door to try and catch her. I was afraid she'd go out into the street while I was asleep, he says. So Maria came up with a solution.
That's why you hear these little wind chimes, so we can hear when she opens the door and so forth.
Maria says right now things are manageable. She and her dad can keep her mom living at home safely. But other families are emotionally and financially drained by this process. The cost for caring for Alzheimer's patients alone is expected to triple over the next 10 years to more than $1 trillion a year. And that huge number doesn't include the burden on people like Maria and her dad.
Caregivers, approximately 50% develop a major depressive illness.
This is Dr. Bruce Miller, who sees these problems daily at the UC San Francisco Memory and Aging Center.
10% say that in the time that they give care, that they develop a serious medical problem because of the caregiving. That's a cost as well.
This spring, UCSF, along with the University of Nebraska, is beginning a $10 million study funded by the federal government to try and improve this situation and to find out whether technology can be of help.
And, you know, like there's safety issues, like leaving the stove on.
A couple weeks ago, in a sunny conference room at UCSF, techies and doctors sat around a table brainstorming. Almost all of them have family members with dementia. On the techie side, Katrin Schenk, who teaches physics at Randolph College in Virginia.
You could easily put in like a temperature sensor that knows, and you know, well, they went in there, turned on that burner.
Oh my gosh.
It's been on for 2 hours. Someone needs to do something.
Or for the roughly one-third of dementia patients that have diabetes, is there a way for doctors and family members to check on blood sugar levels remotely?
Yep, there are Bluetooth blood sugar meters. So that would be very useful.
Every patient with diabetes in our program into this.
If this all sounds intrusive, says Kate Posine, a neuropsychologist at UCSF, consider the alternative, anxious adult children and parents who end up in nursing homes sooner than they want to.
This may be a compromise for them in their minds. If I use this system, then my son, who lives 3 hours away, feels comfortable and safe with me living at home alone a little bit longer.
Meanwhile, a handful of startups are making the same case.
Meet Mary. She's 88 years young and fiercely independent, and she lives at home on her
own. This is an ad for a San Francisco-based company called Lively.
Here's how Lively works. Lively sensors are placed on objects in Mary's home, like her refrigerator, pillbox, and keychain.
These kinds of products, which let doctors and caregivers check up on patients remotely, have what Katrin Schenk calls face validity. They make sense for some cases, but do they help in the long run? Back in that sunny UCSF conference room, Schenk and others agree those are answers they don't really have yet.
I know for sure no one's gotten the data and proven that it works and proven that it improves people's health, improves caregiver burden, right? Because
reduces
the claims
hospitalizations.
Reduces hospitalizations. Delays the entrance into a nursing home.
UCSF and the University of Nebraska will also want to see whether sensors and other technologies are helpful for people in later stages of dementia, like Aurora Martinez, or whether it just creates more hassle. They're hoping to enroll 2,100 patients in their study and have answers early next year. For KQED News, I'm Amy Standen.
You can find all our science coverage online at kqed.org/science. I'm Kat Snow, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.